News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, if you didn't know today, and I think many Irish people will, given our love of it, it is International Tea Day, and Dr. Sharon Hall from the UK Tea and Infusions Association is here to tell us more. And look at Sharon. I actually don't think we need this research in Ireland, but for anybody who's not a fan of the big cup of tea, it is much more than just a drink.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's the best drink, isn't it? Absolutely. And of course, you are champion tea drinkers over there in Ireland.
Yeah, I have to say, in any situation in Ireland, you know, if you're going through a time of stress, a time of sorrow, if you've just had actually good news, bad news drama, the first thing you'll hear from a lot of people is, put the kettle on. What is it about it?
Absolutely. Well, so many people told us that it really helps, that ritual of making tea really helps people to take a moment to pause, sit down together and engage more openly. And as you say, it's the first thing we do, isn't it? When we welcome someone into our home or if someone's having a tough time, we offer them a cup of tea. And I think it's just a really good icebreaker. But tea is so much more than just that drink. Its origins stretch back more than 5,000 years, but its contributions to health, to culture and socioeconomic development are still relevant today, which is why the United Nations designated today, 21st of May, as International Tea Day.
Is the connection with our tea, is it strongest amongst the older generations, or are younger people embracing the ritual of a cuppa?
Younger people are embracing the ritual of a cuppa. In fact, our research shows that young people sometimes get their cup of tea as their first cup of tea as early as when they're in primary school. We definitely start drinking tea as a family. We drink tea more often in the home, and that's probably because we like our tea in a specific way. And nobody makes the best cup of tea, makes a better cup of tea than we do ourselves.
So, or our mothers, actually.
Oh, yes, there you go.
The perfect cup of tea. What is the perfect cup?
Well, that's very personal. Obviously, we all like a different strength, but to make a perfect cup of tea, there's a few simple steps. Always use freshly drawn water because that is full of oxygen and that gets the best taste out of your leaves. So if you keep reboiling the tea, the water in the kettle, you lose that oxygen. We would say be a smart boiler. So just measure out the amount of water you need in your cup, and that will save you time, money and energy and give you that better cup of tea. Brew it for at least 3 minutes if you're making black tea, and put the milk in last. That's what I would suggest.
Well, at 8:54, when I'm about to wrap this programme, I'm going to take that advice and go straight to the kitchen and make myself a delicious cup of tea. Dr. Sharon Hall, thanks so much for speaking to us here.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.